Well, the preliminary ratings are in for Game 4 of the NBA Finals last night. And depending on how you look at it, you might look at it as a good thing for the NBA or another negative thing for the NBA. For Games 2 and 3, the prelim number was significantly lower than the final Nielsen rating. Game 1, it was kind of close. Games 2 and 3, it was way off. I'm still having a bit of a hard time with this. The difference between the prelim and the final number for Game 2 was around 2 million people for the good for the NBA. For Game 3, the preliminary rating was 6.2 million. The final Nielsen rating, just over 9 million, meaning that the NBA added 3 million viewers when out-of-home viewership was factored in. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. Not that it matters. 9 million people for Game 3 of the NBA Finals is absolutely atrocious. I would just like to know how they formulate this out-of-home viewership when it comes to the final Nielsen rating. Just because the NBA is showing at a bar and there are, 200 people drinking in the bar, it doesn't mean those 200 people are watching the game. I'm just curious as to how they figure out these out-of-home numbers. This is something completely new. If I'm not mistaken, the NBA just started doing it this year. If any of you guys out there, if you guys know how out-of-home viewership or the final Nielsen rating is calculated, shoot me an email, please. Let me know. btlkc84@gmail.com. All right. Preliminary ratings for Game 4 last night. 7.4 million people. An increase over both Games 2 and 3, which I told you guys would happen. Typically, we see a dip for Games 2 and 3. And the finals, the ratings for the finals begin to pick up as the series nears its conclusion. In terms of preliminary numbers, Game 1 remains the highest watch with 7.7 million. But Game 4 does represent an uptick, a nice uptick for the NBA. Now I have no doubt that the media in the NBA are going to be all excited about this number come tomorrow. This preliminary number is about even with the final rating for Game 4 last year. So once the final rating comes in, Game 4 is probably going to show a 20 to 30% increase over 2020. It's the media's wet dream. They can't wait. You guys already know what the headlines are going to be, so there's no sense in me predicting that again. The reality is, the NBA Finals continue to be a disaster for the NBA. 7.4 million people is close to what the Home Run Derby did for Major League Baseball Monday night. And the Home Run Derby, it was carried on ESPN, ESPN2. The NBA Finals are on ABC. Every television set in the country has access to ABC. It's a free channel. You don't need a cable subscription, satellite subscription. You don't need it. You don't need a streaming service. You can pick up ABC with some aluminum foil and a metal rod. Hell, prelim numbers for the All-Star game in baseball came close to drawing what the NBA Finals did last night. A damn exhibition game being watched by as many people as Game 4 of the NBA Finals. And last night, that was the most competitive game of the series. It was the first good game of the Finals. There is no putting lipstick on this pig. The NBA Finals, much like the NBA playoffs, much like the NBA regular season, it's all been an abject failure for the NBA. There's just no other way to say it. We have been comparing ratings to 2019 all season. What you have to remember about the 2019 NBA Finals, all of those people watching the Raptors up in Canada, they didn't count towards the NBA ratings here in America. If Canada was factored in, the 2019 NBA Finals probably did a really good number for the NBA. Instead, the ratings were down. But like I said, a lot of that had to do with the fact that you only had one American team competing. Kevin Durant was hurt early in the series. Klay Thompson was battling injuries the entire time, eventually tore his ACL in Game 4. I mean, everything that could have went wrong for the NBA went wrong in that series. In 2019, people were basically tuning in to see Steph Curry, who I believe the NBA should be marketing the entire league around, but I digress. 2021, you have two American teams playing. The media can't use the excuse, oh, Milwaukee's a small market. Because in 2019, the NBA only had one market in the finals, Golden State. So the small market excuse doesn't work. The preliminary number for Game 4 last night, when compared to the final number for Game 4 in 2019, would represent a decline of nearly 50%. With the final number coming in, it's probably still going to be down 30%. Right now, the NBA is averaging 9 million people per game for the NBA Finals. If we obeyed the media and forgot about 2020, you know, because of the pandemic, because of the bubble, it's not fair to look at 2020 ratings. If you took out 2020, this year's NBA Finals would be the least watched in the history of the league. You'd have to go all the way back to 2007 to find another series that even came close. The ratings for this year's Finals are what the NBA should be seeing for the second round of the playoffs, or the conference finals at minimum, conference finals. And you don't have to go very far back to the conference finals to see. 2018, Western Conference Finals, averaged 9.5 million people a game. 500,000 more than the NBA Finals are averaging right now. I do think we are going to see the ratings increase for the NBA from here on out. With the series being tied 2-2, we should see an uptick in the ratings for the final three games. Before the finals started, I predicted that each game would draw 10 to 12 million people. Obviously, I was wrong. However, I do think that number is realistic going forward. But it's still not going to be enough. Unless the Bucks and the Suns can draw 15, 18 million people for the final three games, the 2021 finals will be the least watched in history, besides 2020, of course, which we're not allowed to consider, according to the media. We only count 2020 ratings when it fits our agenda. We're going to continue to monitor the ratings for the finals here on the channel. You guys already know why the ratings are low. There's no need for me to sit here and explain all of that again. I will say this again, though. The ratings do prove that Giannis is not a big draw. I know all my Giannis lovers out there don't like to hear that. And I have nothing against Giannis. I think he's a great player. He's proven a lot during the finals. He really has. Right now, he is the MVP of the finals. But the casual NBA fan doesn't care. Giannis is not on the level of LeBron, Curry, Durant. Now, you could make the case, if Giannis were in a larger market, he would be a bigger star, bigger draw for the NBA. And maybe that's true. Milwaukee is the worst market to be in if you're an NBA player, besides maybe Charlotte. At least in small markets like New Orleans or Orlando, you can get mainstream attention. Both New Orleans and Orlando are small markets, but they are major American cities. Everyone knows about New Orleans. Everyone knows about Orlando. People travel there. What the hell draws people to Milwaukee? Cheese? I don't know. I really don't know. If you're an NBA player, it's really hard to get mainstream national attention if you're playing in Milwaukee. But anyway, time for you guys to let me know what you think. Game 4 ratings last night. Give me your thoughts. Also, do you think we're going to see an increase in ratings for the finals going forward? Series is tied 2-2. Game 4 was competitive. It was good. Do you think this will be enough to draw in the casual fan? Or will the ratings for games 5-7 line up with what we've seen so far? Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.